It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
Socialization of transportation, education, energy, housing, and water. What it means is that government controls it through rules and regulations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
Under this guise of bipartisanship and nonpartisanship, it's actually tapped down the truth.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
On an equal field in the battle of ideas, mistruths or misconceptions, and it is getting us into a world of hurt.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation, and welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well, and I really appreciate each and every one of you for supporting us. We really appreciate that. We are an independent voice. We search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through this lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If if something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. And it's never compassionate to take other people's rights, their property, their freedom, or their livelihood via force, whether with a weapon, unpredictable and excessive taxation, fear, coercion, or the new silent thief that is government-induced inflation. And
you know what that tells me? There must not be a lot of good ideas around. When you say if something's a good idea, you shouldn't have to force people, well, there must not be many good ideas around these days.
Because there's a lot of force going on.
Oh, my gosh.
And you know what? It's a Brad Beck Monday.
Oh.
Ha-ha.
Well, good morning.
In studio is Brad Beck, and you know him. He's an author. He's a speaker. He is a co-founder of Liberty Toastmasters. You've helped hundreds of people find their voices, find their ears to be able to engage in this battle of ideas that's raging in our country right now.
Well, thanks, Kim, and it's always good to see you. It's a great day in Colorado. Great to be here, and always fun to be here on Monday morning and get the energy going. So,
well, and you brought me a gift.
I did. One of my favorite authors, Jeffrey Gitomer, my business guru, and I'm one of his insiders. It's an organization that listens to him every morning. And one of the things that he wrote many years ago called The Little Gold Book of Yes Attitude. And I love it because it's all about positivity. And how you think about it, how many times have you ever taken a course on positive attitude? Most people never. And that, to me, is one of the things I study day in and day out. If you have a positive attitude and if you look at life as positive, yeah, there's a lot of things that go wrong, but it's how you react to things that makes a difference. So with all the craziness, as Steve said, going on in the world, I think it's important to study yes and study attitude.
Well, I appreciate it. And it's Jeffrey Gitomer's Little Gold Book of Yes Attitude. And, you know, Lincoln talked about that attitude. And I think I was thinking a lot about it with this whole victim mentality. It's just an attitude. They're teaching this attitude. It's really an attitude of no. And so we do need to get back
There's a victim attitude out there.
Yeah.
And we've got to stop trying to buy into that ideology. We're not victims. We have opportunities in this great land. Steve talked about there must not be a lot of good ideas. Well, America's an idea, and it's a great idea. And it's the only idea that really pursued man's opportunities for happiness.
Well, and to Steve's point is there is a lot of force that's being occurring right now. And one of the things I was talking to Steve on the pre-call-in is our voter's guide came out this weekend in the newsletter.
Thank you for that.
And we have spent, and you may disagree or disagree, that is fine, but you can know that we have gone through this and given our best honest opinion, provide you with the research so that you know what is going on and you can make an informed decision. Because this whole making your vote, casting your vote on sound bites or what somebody looks like or if you think they have a nice name, if you don't do your research, do your civic duty and don't vote.
Yeah. Well, and I use your voter guide. There's a couple others out there, the Boulder County Republicans, which I'm active in. They have a voter's guide. And, you know, looking at the whole gamut of what's out there, what's interesting is in most of the things, in fact, all of them, I think everybody's in agreement, that if you have principles, you look at these issues and voting on principle as opposed to somebody's pet project. As you say, your PBIs, I have interested outlooks and trying to give people things. Well, most people don't need things. They need to be left alone, and our rights need to be protected by our local governments, not given things.
Speaking of local government, I mentioned this to Steve. Steve lives very close to me. And, I was on City Council of Lone Tree from 2012 to 2016, which was really a good experience because I learned who the players were and how the sausage was made. Well, this year, the City of Lone Tree is proposing a 55% increase in the retail sales tax rate, right on the back of all of these businesses that have been closed and all of these people that have really had to tighten their belts. So I actually have a colleague that's working with me on this that has been really good. And so he had done some research into the election laws or the election ordinances of Lone Tree. And it says that whenever the city uses city finance, so your taxpayer-financed city website or their newsletter, that to promote a particular election question, that they need to provide the against side as well. And that is missing.
Isn't that interesting?
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Well, we need to call them out on that.
So, to that point, Friday afternoon, I sent what was called a notice and demand. I guess I sent it on, I sent the initial on Thursday and said, I will have the arguments that we want posted against this, and I'll get those to you by Friday at 4, which I did. And said that we request that these be posted on the website by today, and that also that communication that went out last week touting this major tax increase to that distribution list, that we want this against arguments to go out as well. Haven't heard anything yet, but hopefully I will by the end of the day.
Good for you. That's a way to do it. You got to keep them accountable.
Yeah, and that's what is really frustrating is when PBIs put in rules that then they don't think they have to adhere to.
Well, one of the things of citizenship, and more people have to know about citizenship, is what their responsibility is. And we've been abdicating as citizens our responsibility to get involved. And I think now, as you've said many times, this awakening that's happening throughout the country and people finally saying, you know what? These leaders, so-called leaders, are not leaders. We're leaders. We individually are the leaders,
Absolutely.
And we need to take that responsibility seriously.
Absolutely. One other little thing, and I don't do much on Nextdoor, which is kind of this neighborhood thing, but I did post something regarding this tax increase back in August, had all kinds of commentary, variety of things. So I did post these against arguments, again, I think Friday, and actually was getting some good dialogue, and I was making a lot of sense. So it's been taken down.
Of course, because they don't want dialogue. They want nice about the dog or the cat or, all the fun things going on or, beware.
Or the pro tax.
Right.
That exactly. was okay.
You get the ice cream, but you can't have the cone.
Yeah. So I thought that was very interesting. So in honor of you being here, I always try to look for communication quotes. And Albert Einstein, he had to be a fascinating guy. He was German-born theoretical physicist, widely acknowledged to be one of the greatest physicists of all time. Einstein is best known for developing the theory of relativity, but he also made important contributions to the development of the theory of quantum mechanics. He was born in 1879. He died in 1955, so he'd gone through both those world wars. And this is what he said. Three rules of work. Out of clutter, find simplicity. From discord, find harmony. And the middle of difficulty lies opportunity. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's brilliant. And one of the things, as I've studied a little bit of Einstein, one of my people, he was great in humor. He looked at the world from a perspective of where's the funny?
And really?
Yeah, I think if you go back and read somebody, he was a serious man, but he was also a playful man. And he looked at the world in a way almost like a child. He was curious.
Uh-huh.
And I think we need to be more curious, and we need to look for the funny. We need to look for humor because that gets you through the day. I mean, it's so serious, so many things if you read the headlines. But I'm always looking for the funny. And if you just observe how people interact and react. Just sit on a park bench or go to the airport. There's some funny things going on there.
And some not so funny things.
True. Well, yeah.
But while you're sitting there waiting for your plane, you can. Right. I remember I ended up spending, I think, almost 24 hours because of thunderstorms in LaGuardia. And it was
my condolences.
True that. But it was so interesting to see how people interacted. They all came together, and people took turns using the outlets to charge their phones or whatever. And we all came like this little community. We all kind of knew each other. And then the minute we could all get on our planes, everybody went out. It was a fascinating. Just a experiment, kind of watching human nature.
Yeah, isn't it? I mean, it's just amazing when you have your antennas up and you're looking around and you're just seeing things and noticing how people interact with each other. In our civil society, which has become less and less civil these days, but you see that little spark of somebody opening a door, mm-hmm. doing something nice, mm-hmm. and just observing that. Where do people get that? Mm-hmm. And why aren't we teaching that more and more, mm-hmm. rather than, oh, I'm a victim, mm-hmm. or, oh, somebody owes me.
Well, right.
As my dad told me a long time ago, nobody owes you anything.
Yes. True that. The only fair in life is the county fair and the state fair.
That's right.
And to that point, Reggie Carr has a new business partner, Clancy Jones. They have a new program that debuted on Friday at 9 o'clock. It's once a week, 9 o'clock. On KLZ 560, KLZ 100.7 FM. Reggie is a new Republican. He's kind of had those principles his whole life, but he is registered Republican. This was the first time he voted.
Wow.
Ever. And then Clancy is a Democrat, and their show is I'm a Uniter, and that's one of the things Clancy said is we need more kindness.
Yeah.
Yeah, more good manners. And Wilberforce, that was one of his things, good manners. And he was getting rid of the British slave trade and good manners, and we could use a few good manners. But I'm really excited, Brad Beck. It's always great to have you here. In segments 3 and 4, we'll talk about the op-ed Help Wanted that you've written, and that will be rolled out this weekend in the newsletter. But on the line with us is Aaron Smith. We're going to go to break. When we come back, Aaron Smith is running for school board. These races are among some of the most important races out there. Before we do that, though, I want to just mention Castlegate Knife and Tool. They're a great sponsor of the show. Hal and Linnea Van Herge are entrepreneurs. They have fabulous knives for collectors, for chefs, for sportsmen. They're getting a lot of inventory in for Christmas time. Get your shopping done early. And I highly recommend a road trip down to Sedalia because it's a lot of fun. But if you can't do that, their website is castlegate.com. That's castlegate.com. Brad Beck is in studio. We'll talk about his Help Wanted op-eds in segments 3 and 4. We'll be right back with Aaron Smith.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Brad Beck is in studio. You know him. He's an author. He's a speaker, co-founder of Liberty Toastmasters, helping people find their voices, find their listening skills. It really is a place to help people become better people better leaders.
And better listeners.
I think
that's the one thing that people don't realize when they come to a Toastmasters meeting is they come in for the speaking, but they leave better listeners.
And that is really important. There's the old adage that you have two ears and one mouth, right? Hey, on the line with us is Aaron Smith, and he is running for school board in Weld RE4. Do I have that right? Aaron Smith, welcome to the show.
Yes, ma'am. Hi, Kim. How are you?
I am well. Aaron, these races for school board we are seeing are very, very important. And just first of all, tell us, Weld RE4, where is that exactly?
So that encompasses all of Windsor and Severance District, school district.
Okay. And let's see. Why? That's the big question. Why did you decide to run for school board?
Well, absolutely. I wish I had an hour to go through it, but it's interesting to note that you said that it was the most important just before the break there, but I'll also add that it's probably the most contentious race, to be quite honest with you, and we can dig into that quite more. But as far as my why goes, you know, I never thought that I would be in politics. I never wanted to run for an elected position. You know, most of us we're happy with our cushy lives, figuring out how to go day by day and kind of getting into that rhythm. But I'll tell you what, when I watched my six-year-old at the time son go to school for that, it started with masks with me. When I had to watch my kid go to school day after day wearing that mask and how much he hated it and, you know, watching the germs that spread from that, mm-hmm. That's kind of where it started. At that point, I decided to get involved into the actual board meetings for the district, something I've never done before. And as I was attending these board meetings, it was very, very eye-opening. There's another young lady there that had been there multiple times, and she got up there. She poured out her heart to the district. She said that, you know, she's done this multiple times. She's come to meeting after meeting, and it seems like no action was done. And I was like, is that really how our school boards are running now? That they're not even attempting to find a working medium with these parents who have these great concerns about various things. And that started about 6 months ago. And I'll tell you, the last 6 months of these meetings I've attended, each one has kind of re-sparked that fire in my life to really get involved, because we need somebody on these boards that is decisive, first of all, and that is not afraid to stand up to bureaucracy, if you will. All these requirements and things that are trying to work into our schools with SEL, with gender identity, pronouns, you know, just there's so many things that are going on right now. And we just need somebody specifically in this district that can stand up, that can make the decisive actions that need to be done to restore our schools back to where they need to be.
Well, Aaron, you bring up such an interesting point, and I've thought a lot about this. And we're looking at this. Our kids are falling behind in reading, writing, arithmetic, science, history, learning critical thinking skills. And my dad always said there's only a certain amount of hours in the day, and you choose what you do with them. Well, it's the same with a school day. There's only a certain amount of hours in the school day. And if you're using teachers' resources and class time to be pushing these ideological things on our children, such as CRT or any of the cousins of that, which is the critical race theory, which is dividing people, not bringing us together, not uniting us, or all of this sexualizing of our children. If you're taking the school day to do that, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that our kids are falling behind on reading, writing, arithmetic, all these things that set them up for success for their lives, Aaron.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm a tried and true American. You know, my dad was in the military. My brother is still in the military. I was in the military myself. And it's very sad to watch, because these schools have become indoctrination camps, if you will. They've been so politicized where, you know, these things, as I dig more and more into this, I see the connections of these companies that are just banking money off of different things that are going on, whether that's critical race theory, whether it's different curriculums, whether it's the social issues that are, you know, prevalent today. But you're absolutely right that these schools need to be returned back to the fundamental, you know, constitutional American history, social studies, math, just the generic basics that kids need to know to be successful in life. I think they have lost that goal there, and they've lost the idea that these kids need to learn how to be successful in life when they graduate, and that's just not happening anymore.
And boy, this is, you're singing my song on this, Aaron. I just completed my voter's guide, and we rolled that out in our newsletter yesterday. And people can find that at my website. It's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. I've done something that I've never done before, Aaron, and that is I have included a recommended list of school board candidates to vote for. And your name is on there. And I had not found your website until after we had published this. So we will be doing an edit on this at the end of the week. So your name's on there, but I don't have the link to your website yet. So what is your website?
Yep. So I appreciate that. So my website is www.aaronsmith, that's AAronSmith, number 4, RE4.
Okay, that's Aaron Smith, 4RE4, .com. And you mentioned that this is contentious. We have just a few minutes. Tell me just a little bit about that.
Oh, man. So historically, in this district, we've had 26 elections thus far, and 23 of those have actually been uncontested, where somebody just put their name on the ballot and they got in the seat because nobody was opposing them.
I comment that we have been asleep at the wheel when we let that happen, but go ahead.
Correct. Yes, absolutely. That's a whole other conversation, but yes, I fully agree with that. There's been groups that have, formed and spawned up. You got the Guardians of RE4 group that is a conservative parent advocacy group that's looking for just parent choice and all the things that are going on. And then as we got our names on the ballot with me, and I think Trent, you might be having a conversation with him later next week. As we started to come up, there were these other groups that were kind of the opposition groups that have spawned up. And the amount of signs, I don't know about you, but for school board elections, I've never seen one single campaign sign, banner, billboard, anything that had to do with a school board. But now there's signs everywhere. If you drive throughout Severance RE4, you'll see mine and Trent signs. You'll see Decline to Sign, the Unite group. You'll see all these different signs everywhere that have to do with the bond, with the election. The amount of smearing that's been coming up, digging into candidates' past and making completely false and misleading statements about candidates. It's super disheartening that we have so strongly politicize this position that is not political at all. We don't have to tell anybody, what our political affiliation is, but it seems to keep coming up because people want to hold that against each other. We've had things where campaign signs get mutilated, where they get run over. It's gotten to that point where it's just like, what is going on with today? I can go example after example of different posts I've seen, different comments I've heard. It's absolutely amazing where it's gotten to.
So, Aaron, you mentioned you were in the military, and I have another show, America's Veteran Stories, that precipitated from a trip I took in 2016 with a group that accompanied 40 D-Day veterans back to Normandy for the 73rd anniversary of the D-Day landings. And I never understood this. When you say, hey, he got a lot of flack, I never knew this until after I'd taken that trip. And that was... the flak was what was sent up both by the Japanese and by the Germans as our bombers would go over. They were trying to disable our bombers. And it was flak, all the stuff that they shot up in the air to damage the planes. And I hadn't really realized that. And then actually it was Brad Beck that said this to me. He said, the closer you get to the target, the more flack you get. So Aaron Smith, absolutely, you must be really close to the target right now.
Yeah, I've heard that multiple times, and that is, it's reassuring, and I'm appreciative of you resharing that with me. But I think you're absolutely right, and unfortunately it spans throughout all the races within the country, right? We all know there's a lot going on right now, and I think that definitely holds true that Absolutely. The closer you get over the mark, the more contentious, the more angry people are going to get. Absolutely.
And that is why I have included in my voter's guide recommended school board candidates, because I realize how important these races are. We'll get the link to
Absolutely.
Your website up here by the end of the week. But in the meantime, that is Aaron Smith, the number 4RE4.com. Aaron Smith, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kim.
And Brad, the show comes to us because of a lot of great partners. One of them, Liberty Toastmasters, is one. But on the line with me is Danielle Green. And she is with Kirsch Insurance Group. They're new sponsors of the show. And they specialize in Medicare. And, of course, there's this enrollment window. I think it's goofy that the government says you can only do something during that certain time. But that's what they say. And so Danielle Green and all those over at Kirsch Insurance Group are there to help. Danielle, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kim. Thank you for having me on the show.
So there's this, it's called the open enrollment time, right? Do I have that right, Danielle?
Yeah, so it's annual open enrollment period. You might hear it a lot as AEP. What this is, it's the set time each year for changing your Medicare coverage choices, if you choose to. It's not mandatory, but it is something that we do recommend all of our clients do, just to make sure that you are still on the appropriate plan, the best plan for your individual needs. This period is from October 15th to December 7th. Really quick, one thing that I always like to, you know, remind people out there is, you know, one size fits all just doesn't really apply to insurance, you know, which
right.
is why every client, we really try to help them understand and give them their individual attention and putting them on the best plan that fits their individual needs when it comes to financial, when it comes to what, you know, Medicare needs they have out there.
Well, and to that point, Danielle, we're all individuals. Brad, we all have different needs. We have different medical needs. We have different budgets, a whole bunch of different things. And so, Brad, this is why this is a really good idea.
Well, at some point, I'm going to have to look into this because I'm going to hit that age.
Are you getting, well, Danielle,
morning, Brad.
Brad's going to have to give you a call here. But,
we all hit that glorious age. Yes,
and it's a blessing. It is a blessing to hit those ages as well. So, Danielle, what I think is so cool about what you guys do is you work with most all the carriers here in Colorado. And so instead of just one size, as you mentioned, one size fits all, that doesn't work. You can actually sit down with people and figure out what will work best for them.
Correct. That is correct, Kim. That's, you know, like I said earlier, the concept that a lot of times really gets a little confusing is we work with all the carriers. So just because one carrier might necessarily work for everybody else, it might not work for you. That's why we really try to give all of our clients, you know, options, lots of options.
Okay, well, October 15th is at the end of the week, Danielle. So what should people do? Because I imagine you're going to be pretty busy here over the next few weeks.
No, we definitely start to get pretty busy. But, you know, if people have questions, feel free to give us a call. Send us an email. You can get us, find us at iKirsch.com. They can always call us at 303-397-7830. And we can really help them understand if, you know, are you on the best plan or do we recommend you move on to another plan?
Well, and one other thing that when we met, you mentioned is you have this software that sometimes they change like prescription drug coverage. And so you have the software that can figure that out, right?
Correct. Yes, ma'am. That is always a big surprise for a lot of people. You know, unfortunately, there can be sometimes a lack of knowledge out there on what happens in each year. We like to call it the Part D plan. Your Part D plan is your prescription drug plan. And that plan, the pricing for that plan and the formula for those plans can change every single year. So that's always something, again, we always recommend to our clients. Let's rerun those drugs and make sure you're still on the appropriate plan.
Well, we may all like surprises, except when it comes to our Medicare coverage, right?
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
So, Danielle, again, that website is iKirsch. That's iKirsch.com. iKirsch.com. Danielle, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks for having us on. You guys have a beautiful Monday.
Okay, you too. Brad Beck, we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about your op-ed, Help Wanted. Stay tuned.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Monson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmonson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Monson Show. I am Kim Monson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Monson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmonson.com as well. And I really appreciate all of you who support us. We rolled out our voter's guide this weekend. You can find that at kimmonson.com. There are three questions on the state ballot. We did include our arguments against this huge tax increase in Lone Tree. And I did that, Brad, and gave our reasoning on that. So hopefully that can help people as they look at these tax questions in their community as well. But one of the things to remember is to actually really to, in a healthy way, a sustainable way, and an organic way to increase tax revenue is to make the pie bigger. That means a bigger private economy. That means less rules and regulations, less taxation, and guess what? The bigger pie creates more tax revenue.
Absolutely. And when you look at these issues, does it give you more freedom or less freedom? Your freedom versus force idea, and who's going to pay for it, and who gets to control that money, and do you have a say in it?
Those are some good questions, Producer Steve. Huh.
Well, before you guys get real serious, Brad, you and I need to be careful here. I fear a lightning strike. Did you hear her say in the last segment the government is doing something goofy?
I was thinking I was the only one who caught that, but I'm glad you did.
I caught it, and automatically I'm looking out the window saying, oh boy, here it comes.
Hey, Brad, I want to go over that one more time, because you and I have talked about that. What were those four things that you said?
Well, anytime I look at an issue that somebody is asking for something from government, you know, who pays, who benefits, who's making the decision, and do you get a chance to even interact with it? Do you get a chance to figure it out? And this is loosely based on what Milton Friedman talked about and looking at whose money is being used when people are trying to get something from an entity, whether it's a government or bureaucracy. And you're more free with other people's money. You're less free with your own.
Isn't that funny how that happens?
Yes. And so you make those decisions. And one of our mutual friends, Honorable Bob Schaefer, congressman, mm-hmm. former congressman, and teaches up at Liberty Commons, is, you know, when you sit down at your kitchen table with your family and you're looking at your budget, and we should be looking at our budgets, we should be looking how much we have to spend, and yet the government doesn't seem ever to do that. They say, let's keep extending this or raise the debt ceiling.
Limit.
You know, and it's just like, well, I can't do that in my kitchen table. Why are they doing it with theirs?
Right.
And so you have this disconnect between elected officials with other people's money, mm-hmm. not looking at it from the standpoint of the kitchen table. Right. And that's where most people live.
Well, for sure. So remember that. Those are great. Who pays? Who benefits? Who makes the decisions? Can you interact with that? That actually brings to mind this whole LEAP initiative as I've looked at that. And that is in our voter's guide. But this is it's sold as a great idea, learning, enrichment, and academic progress program. It's sold as a marijuana tax, so a tax on somebody else. For after-school programs for eligible children. And my gosh, you would be cruel not to want to vote for something like that, is, you know, kind of what you hear out there. But when I really looked at it, 14 pages, it puts in place an unelected, unaccountable authority board who chooses all the vendors. They have taxing power. I had missed this until just recently. They can accept gifts and contributions to the program as well. Can you say George Soros?
Yeah.
I mean, something like that. But they are unaccountable to the voters. They're unaccountable to the state legislature. They're unaccountable to future governors because this governor chooses them and then they choose their replacements. And unaccountable to the Board of Education. It's like, what could go wrong with that?
Well, anytime you have a bureaucracy that is not just advisory, but has power, it's a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Our elected officials should be making decisions based on pro and con.
Mm-hmm.
Have an advisory council. That's fine. I have no problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
But when the elected officials you either can elect back in or elect out don't do something based on what those facts are, then basically you have this bureaucracy that's making laws, thousands and thousands of pages, whether it's local, state, federal,
mm-hmm.
and nobody reads it. And so we're probably breaking 10, 15 mm-hmm. laws a day
mm-hmm.
because we don't know what's in those bills, and neither does our elected officials.
Right. Right. And if they don't have time to read it, they shouldn't be voting on it. And then once again, as I mentioned in the first segment, City of Lone Tree, they put in these rules, but then they don't adhere to them.
Right.
But yet they can use those to kind of use an iron fist on other people. And so we really need to get to the point, once again, where we have representative government.
Well, that's why I like your school board list, because it's important. We need, as citizens, to get back and active. And I applaud anybody who has the courage or their conviction to run. Now that our U.S. Attorney General is calling all of our parents as domestic terrorists, simply because they're speaking out, a fundamental right in America, we're in a situation now that it's bordering on dangerous because they're calling us for speaking out as parents, as concerned citizens, as people who say, hey, you're making decisions based on my kids. My kid, I make decisions for my kid, not you.
Mm-hmm.
You may make the curriculum. You may make choices based on your parameters, but you don't get to make the choices for my children or my community. You make choices based on what rights we give you, and we want to be able to say something about that in a kind and civil way, but you don't get the ire up of a mama bear.
Well, that's for sure. And what we've seen, and Aaron had mentioned this, and I've seen it down at the state legislature, I've seen it at school board meetings, this disrespect for the everyday citizen, this disrespect for parents. And school boards are supposed to be kind of the representatives of students and families and the community, as we are paying these taxes to hopefully have our kids get a good education to put them on the path to success. And as Aaron had mentioned, we've been asleep at the wheel.
Right.
We've had all these uncontested races and somebody that may smile and look really friendly, but now they're not being so friendly to our children.
Well, we've been busy being parents, being citizens, being people that go to work every day and do our jobs. And today, most people don't even know. It's Columbus Day. Happy Columbus Day, Kim.
Happy Columbus Day.
And, you know, that was a standard for many, many, many years
yeah.
in America. Now, did Columbus and other people who were explorers do some things that we don't like? Perhaps.
Yeah.
And we can celebrate the other side of that argument. We can celebrate the indigenous people as well. But don't take away something because you disagree with it. Let's celebrate it. Let's investigate it more.
Well, and to that point, I had Helen Raleigh on just recently, and she has this great idea regarding an exchange program. And that is socialists in America who don't like America. Let's do an exchange program with those in Venezuela or those in Cuba that have been wanting freedom. And so let's just do an exchange program. We can bring their freedom-loving people here, and we send them our socialists, and it should be a win-win.
I agree. I love that. That's awesome.
Hey, let's talk about this piece that you've done, and that is Help Wanted. And my gosh, Brad, as we look at these headlines, Patty had pulled this from the Business Insider, that there's three reasons there's a labor shortage, according to Biden's labor secretary. One, he says there are currently anecdotal labor shortages all over the economy, as employers scramble for workers. It's another marker of the strange labor market trend where millions are unemployed, but workers are quitting in droves. And then Labor Secretary Marty Walsh attributes shortages to the virus. It's unprecedented times and workers rethinking what they want. And I'm seeing all kinds of signs out there, will hire, help wanted. And this piece that you've done is very interesting. So what do you want to start with?
Well, you know, as you know, I recently was let go of a job I was in for 23 years. And the opportunity to come to back into the workforce happened pretty quickly, more quickly than I was expecting. And I just love it that I had a chance to move to another company, which entails me traveling a little bit more again and getting back on the road and dealing with customers one-on-one. And I've recently been to Utah and Arizona and New Mexico, traveling, driving. And everywhere I go, there are help wanted signs. And it's amazing to me. I've never seen this before. And you go to a restaurant, the staff is just, you know, you have one or two people
who
are doing.
They're working like
crazy. And they are. And, you feel bad for those people. It's not their fault that they're slow. They showed up.
Yes.
They should get the big tip.
Yes.
And I try to do that as well. But I had a friend who called me up recently and said, Brad, you know, can you help me? Because I'm trying to find somebody. I'm willing to pay over market price, somebody who's self-motivated. This is a local florist. She has to turn away business because she can't take any more weddings because it will impact her day-to-day business and can't find people that will work. There's just not enough people out there, either A-trained or motivated, or they're induced to stay at home recently because of the Wuhan virus checks that were coming on to encourage them to stay home rather than work. When I was laid off, everybody said, well, are you going to get unemployment? I said, heck no. First of all, I had a little savings saved up. Imagine that, somebody saving, so I could live off of that for a while. Second of all, I had too much pride. Even though I paid into the system, you know what? That's not there to just take. It's like Social Security. Too many people are saying, well, I'm going to get so much money. I paid into it. Mm-hmm. No, you didn't pay into it. You're paying for the previous generation. Mm-hmm. It's a Ponzi scheme. It always has been. So I looked around and said, what can I do with the skills and talents that I have? And would they be attractive to other people? And lo and behold, somebody gave me a call. Actually, I had several calls. I was very, very fortunate, and I'm thankful for that. But I would never consider just sitting at home waiting for the phone to ring or being a victim and saying, you know, I got fired. Well, you know what? Get off your rusty dusty and do something about it. And so I did, and I've been working, and I love it. I love being productive. I love helping
my customers. There's
dignity in
work. There's
huge dignity
in work.
But every place I go, people are saying, do you know where I can find somebody to fill this position? And there's a lot of physical labor jobs out there that people just don't want to do. I remember when I was a kid, I had a paper route. How many kids have a paper route today? Well, there's no papers. How many kids worked for milkmen? How many kids went out and carried remnants, which are big pieces of carpet, up two flights of stairs to a warehouse? I mean, people are not training their kids for hard work.
Right.
And those that are usually in rural areas, not necessarily in areas where in urban areas. Part of that is the minimum wage. I think people don't realize that a minimum wage actually hurts, especially
a forced minimum wage.
People need to get experience, and the only way they're going to experience is work a job. And so when people are in a marketplace where they cannot even get an entry-level job, we're having a big problem in this country getting people started. So where does somebody start? There's plenty of programs out there. In fact, what's interesting, I advise young people now, there's a program called Praxis. If you go to discoverpraxis.com, I believe it is, and you can go and work with a startup for a period of time, and it's either a stipend or a small amount, but basically you're working for your experience. And most of the young people that go through these programs are offered a job. They get to learn everything from the mailroom to a, you know, writing copy to, to taking out the trash. You know, you got to earn your stripes. But after a year, they're usually offered a job, and that job starts at an amazing amount of money that allows them to be earning an income and not being in debt like their compatriots are who are going through a four-year university. Right. And I'm always curious, where did this idea is you had to go to college?
I know.
You know, we need people who are just as smart, just as skilled, just as brilliant, doing our air conditioning, doing our plumbing, doing all the things that make our society work. Truck drivers, through this whole experience of the pandemic, they're the unsung heroes, not the first responders. They took a chance. They went across country, went to warehouses, picked up goods, and dropped them off at warehouses that were redistributed through our retail outlets. Those are the unsung heroes of this pandemic. And, you know, we don't hear anything about them. Those people that worked in warehouses, people that made decisions on forecasting on how much a community would need or a business would need. Those are the people I think we need to be celebrating as well. Yes, teachers, first responders. But you know what? There's a whole group of people, and we tend to pick.
But don't you find it interesting now that those you know, would say heroes work here. You saw all those signs. Now, if that hero does not want to get the jab, they can't work there.
Right.
Isn't that goofy? It's so goofy.
Yeah.
Hey, Brad Beck, let's go to break. Another one of my great sponsors is Hooters Restaurants, 5 locations, Lone Tree, Westminster, Aurora, Colorado Springs, and Loveland. And they have football specials. And today is, it'll be Monday night football. So you can, there's dine-in specials. They've got all the TVs there. They have to-go specials. Or if you're going to have some friends come over, they have a party pack. And that has 50 wings. They have appetizers. Let's see. They also have optional, I think, desserts. And then you can add on some beer as well. And so be sure and check out my website. That's Kim Munson, MUNSON.com. I highly recommend all of those sponsors that you see there. Click on the Hooters tab. You'll find all their specials. We'll be right back. It's a Brad Beck Monday.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute, to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MUNSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MUNSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com as well. And thank you for all of you who support us. We did roll out our voter's guide yesterday. It's on the website. We really dissect the 3 statewide ballot initiatives, or well, not initiatives, there's one amendment and then there's 2 propositions. That's the proper names on those. And then also we have a recommended list of school board candidates. We, I think, will be adding to that again by the end of the week. I've received some additional vetted candidates that we'll want to put on there. So stay tuned for that as well. It is a Brad Beck Monday. Brad Beck is the co-founder of Liberty Toastmasters. And just tell us just a little bit about that, Brad.
Well, in Toastmasters, it's an opportunity. It's a group of individuals that get together and practice oral communication and leadership skill development in a fun, friendly, safe environment where you can practice your speaking skills, your listening skills, and your leadership skills. And we do something different in Liberty Toastmasters. We take the timeless principles of America's founding, the ideas about individual rights, the proper role of government, and how to be an active and engaged citizen, all based on our founding documents. We theme our meetings around that, and we use the classic structure of Toastmasters. And we have a fun group of people. We have 2 clubs, one in Denver and one in Longmont. And this Saturday, we meet at the Denver Club, and we meet at the Independence Institute. And we'd love to have people come and join us and see what we do.
And it's so interesting. We don't always agree on these different issues, which is so healthy, I think. But and it's very respectful during the meeting. And then afterwards, many times we'll go to lunch. And that's where the great conversations take place, for sure. So, Brad, solutions. You've written this piece, Help Wanted. But you have some solutions here. What are those?
Right. Well, when people are looking for employees, I'm always curious how they go about it. And the first thing is I ask employers, you know, what are you doing? What are you looking for? And one of the things, I posed this question to my mastermind group, and they came up with some brilliant nuggets. One of the things we were talking about was, why not hire people who are like-minded? So the good employees that you do have, and hopefully all of their employees are good, hire other like-minded, good work ethic employees. And they probably have in their sphere of influence people that they would like to work with, people that would make good coworkers. So I would start there. I would say, hey, do you know anybody? people like you. You come in, you're self-motivated, you know, you do a good job, you take interest in your work, and you don't just come in and for a paycheck. You really have the customer's best interest. If we serve our customers, guess what? They're going to spend more money with us. Mm-hmm. So customer service is one, and hiring people with similar values. The other big one that nobody thinks about is hiring happy. I had somebody once who asked me, I have hired people and they have the right skill set. They have everything I need and they come to work and they have a bad attitude. Mm-hmm. Now you can train skill set. You can train various activities that people are required to do in their job. You can't train happy. And if people are miserable, you say, bless your heart, move along. Thank you very much for interviewing. Hiring happy is so overlooked. If people have a positive attitude, if they have a can-do attitude, if they don't know how to do it, they say, help me. Mm-hmm. You know, help me. Learn, train me. Mm-hmm. You know, make me the kind of employee that you want me to. So I think that's an important, hiring happy. And then think about testimonials. We have testimonials from our customers. Why not testimonials from our employees? And so ask one of your or several of your employees, hey, would you mind being videotaped and tell us why you work for us? Mm-hmm. What's important working here? And if they don't want to be videotaped, how about writing something down in an op-ed or something of that nature? But getting your employees talking about the benefits and why they like working for the employer that they do. I think that's a great way to go out there and attract people who have similar values. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of things that employers can do to get around this issue right now of people not going back to work because it's not the kind of work they want or it's not the job they want. Well, as you and I know, you have to do a lot of digging around lots of jobs to get to the point where you go, I like this job. It's very rare when somebody just comes out of school or trade school or some life experience and right out of school and then they get the perfect job. Right. It doesn't happen.
It will, and people change and grow and there's a whole variety of things that happen. I'm a bit shocked, Brad, about this assault on our entrepreneurs with all of this government money and all these mandates on different things. It seems like there is an assault on entrepreneurship here in America by our government.
Yeah. Well, and when you have innovation and it stays ahead, you think about the internet. Government still hasn't caught up to the internet yet. They're getting there every day. But as we have more innovation, artificial intelligence is going to be a bigger part of our life. Government hasn't figured out a way to address it.
I thought that's what was in Congress.
It's artificial. But the kind that we're coming up to with technology. And through human ingenuity and technology, we get to human flourishing. And if we can stay one step ahead of the bureaucracy, you're going to see huge growth in our economy. The economy wants to grow.
It does. You can just feel
but
it.
You can feel it, and it's all over the place. We had that under the last administration, and now we have all these regulations that are being brought in, and we have all these supply chain issues. I've got imports coming in from a variety of areas that are sitting on boats in harbors that there's not enough dock workers to unload. And so you're going to have big shortages, and I read something yesterday in Epoch Times from one of the largest ports in the world saying, this is not just next year going to be, we're going to be in this situation. It's a two-year situation where we're not going to get all the goods that we're expecting, especially this Christmas. There'll be a lot of shortages. That's unfortunate. But the main thing is coming back to jobs here in America. There are plenty of jobs, and we've got to get the right people into the right jobs. And one of the ways we can do that is be creative, have a positive attitude, look for those opportunities that may not be the job we want today but are stepping stones to the next job, and explore all the trades that are out there. It's an amazing opportunity out there. There are people making lots and lots of money doing things that are with their hands, but also with their minds. And so just because you go to college doesn't mean you're just intellectual. There are plenty of intellectual plumbers and welders and truck drivers that are brilliant people that are probably smarter than the average person going to school today.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, during the pandemic, we had a need for both an electrician and a plumber, but I didn't have any need for a women's studies graduate.
Yeah, underwater basking and
nope,
weaving.
Didn't need that. No. So we've got really probably about a minute and a half left. How would you like to wrap all this up, Brad?
Well, you know, there's an old story about a kid who was so excited cleaning out a stable. And this farmer gave him a shovel, and he was just digging away and throwing the muck in the wheelbarrow and running out and dumping out and coming back in there. And he finally gets in there, and the farmer said, "Man, I've never seen a kid work this hard." And the kid turned to him and said, "Well, with all this usual substance piled high, there must be a pony in here somewhere." We have to get our hands dirty. We have to get, you know, my dad told me when I was young, he said, "Bradley, your hands will always fit a broom." And whether we're talking about a job or America, we've got to pick up that broom and sweep away some of the usual substance, get our hands dirty, and get back to work. Because this is the greatest land and the greatest opportunity anywhere in the world. And I'm not leaving Boulder County. I'm not leaving Colorado. I'm not leaving America for someplace else. This is the last best hope.
Well, and it is important that we protect these ideas and that we, as you mentioned, we've got a lot of hard work ahead of us here. And I'm like you, I think pick up a broom. It's time to do our jobs. It's time to do our jobs very, very well. So your op-ed, Help Wanted, we will roll that out this weekend in the newsletter. And so be sure and make sure that you're signed up for that. Brad Beck, it is always a delight to have you in studio.
Thanks, Kim. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. And our quote for today is Albert Einstein. He said, "Everything that exists in your life does so because of two things, something you did or something you didn't do." So my friends, today be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America. Young, like a new moon rising, fierce through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
KLZ AM HD Denver, AM 560 and 100.7 FM.